husband's 10th birthday in heaven.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And New Year's Eve, well, Thanksgiving, would be my daughter's 30th birthday on Thanksgiving Day this year.
Oh, wow.
Her birthday falls on Thanksgiving this year, the 23rd. And so it's been kind of a challenge for me not to be snapped back into that pit that I was in, that God brought me out of. So when I catch myself going back there, I stop and I just thank God for the blessing. And I thank God for the gift, the blessing of being his wife, and the blessing of God using him to show me the kind of love he intended for me. And from someone who has been in, I had one relationship that was so horrific. I was literally locked in a room. I had a gun held to my head. Locked in the bedroom with the padlock on the outside. With the 5-gallon bucket to use the bathroom in.
Oh my goodness.
And peanut butter and crackers. So now peanut butter is like a comfort food to me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I get it.
I mean,
yeah, I get
in the
it.
Middle of the night when I wake up with the night terrors, I'll go get me a big spoon of peanut butter right out of the jar and sit down.
Sure.
And just start thanking God.
Yeah.
With that spoon of peanut butter.
Isn't that? No, I get it. I get it.
And then when I was in that situation, I got my son out. And I began to ask God for an exodus. God moved on that guy's dad's heart one day.
Wow.
He heard me in that room sobbing. And he cut the lock and let me out.
Wow.
And I made my escape.
Yep. Thank you, Lord.
And then with Victoria.
So stop and think about that for a second. Your freedom was on the other side of that door.
It was.
And God moved on that man.
Yes.
To remove what was keeping you in bondage. And your inheritance, your destiny, your deliverance was on the other side of that door.
Yes.
Wow.
And then with my daughter, Victoria, her birthday would be the 23rd. She would be 30. And then New Year's Eve will be her 9th birthday in heaven. Mm. Her 9th year. For me, I celebrate the day they died. I celebrate the day that they went into the presence of our God, our Jesus. And when I start feeling heavy, when I feel the grief weighing on me like a weight, I begin to thank God for the blessing of being her mother, for the gift of being called mom, and having her for those 21 years. And then thanking God for bringing me out of the pit of hell and putting me where he put me. And this week I've been really battling. And Friday, I sat home. I just needed to curl up in my daddy's lap for a minute.
I get that.
I just needed
been there.
To curl up in daddy's lap.
Yep, I get it.
And pour my heart out to him. And I did that Friday.
Good.
And the Lord told me that I had my recliner reclined. Y'all don't laugh at me. I'm Sissy Lala for the Lord now, okay? I was reclined in my recliner. And I have a fuzzy pillow, okay? Mm-hmm. And I like my fuzzy pillow. So I took my fuzzy pillow and I sat it up at the top by my head. And I just literally, out of my mouth, Daddy, I just need to put my head on your chest for a minute and hear your heartbeat. Mm-hmm. I need you for a minute. I really need to pour my heart out to you a minute. And I laid my head on that pillow with my eyes closed. And in my mind, I pictured my Jesus. And in that moment of pouring it out, he said, "Baby girl, it's okay. Satan has plans. There's no getting away from that. He's here. And he has his plans. You just hold on. Because I have a purpose."
That's right.
And my purpose beats his plans.
That's right. Every time. That's right.
And so with that Rhema word that I've got, that gives me something, that gives me fresh bread to hang on to and put in my arsenal. So when the thought comes, when the thoughts come, you're not enough. Why are you even still here? You know they would be better off if you weren't here. Just the thought, you know. I can take that fresh bread and say, I see your plan to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
But my God, my daddy, has a purpose for me.
That's right.
And if I'm still here, I'm still in my purpose.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. And you're not. I will not surrender that so that you can still kill and destroy the purpose God has for me.
That's right.
I see your plan for what it is, and you will not succeed here.
Yep. I agree. Amen. Lord spoke to me, and he said, "Les, you got to get some, you understand something. I never wired you guys to try to handle all of this on your own.
We're created to need the Creator."
That's right.
And I know for me personally, I was in a time of worshiping the created. I got blinded and I was literally worshiping the created. Even as a young person who went to church, I put the pastor on the pedestal. Mm-hmm. I worship the pastor and everything he said. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I know people like that.
And the Lord literally had to knock that pedestal down and show me. He showed me where I made the flip. You know, you're worshiping the created,
mm-hmm.
not the one who created.
There was a guy that he was a good churchgoer. I mean, him and his wife all the time. And the pastor passed away. He has not been to church since. Now, wait a minute. Stop and think about this. Was he worshiping the pastor? Was he putting the pastor on a pedestal? You know what I mean? Because why isn't it about Jesus, not about a person? I mean, I don't know the other than that. But his wife is really upset, and she don't know what to do. She's praying for her husband, but he has stopped. He stopped reading his Bible. He just stopped. He just separated himself from the Lord. And that tells me that he was, like you was talking about, he kind of worshiping that pastor. Yeah. Anyway, so if anybody out there listening is in that situation, it's all about Jesus. It is all about Jesus. End of discussion. And the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you guys, the Holy Spirit's is fixing to move. I've said this many times. We're going to be faced with a tsunami. It's going to blow the socks off of people. I really feel it. Mm-hmm. I really feel, and for years I've said it, but I'm really getting this building up in my spirit. And I'm not nothing. I'm just me trying to hang on to the Lord. But I feel that in this tsunami, when the Spirit gets released, there's going to be even good Christians that they won't have a clue. Why? Because they put God in a box.
Yes.
And when that box explodes, and they're going to see things that they've never witnessed before, it's going to blow their minds.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to encourage people, you Christians that how do I say this, that are awake to the things of the Lord. We're going to see limbs regrow. That's happening already. In other parts, I wish it would. People, you can believe me or not. I don't care. I saw this with my own eyes, at a service in Texas. I saw a lady's leg grow about an inch. The guy had asked people that had back pain come up. She had back pain because one leg's shorter than the other. Her back was hurting when she walked. You think, oh, an inch is no big deal. Yeah, it is.
It is
a huge deal. It misaligns the back. The spine is not functioning. Anyway, so she goes up, and I'll never forget this. I stood there and watched this. That she was in a chair, her legs were stretched out, and he was on his knees praying for her, had her feet in his hands. And I literally saw. I mean, it was just a few seconds, and pretty soon he holds her feet up, and her shoes were, her legs were instantly, or not instantly, but her legs were even, her shoes were even. She gets up and walk and no pain. She had the biggest smile on her face. Now you could say, oh, well, she was acting. Well, she needs an Academy Award then.
Right.
Yeah. Because I could tell it was genuine, no pain. And I don't know how long she'd been like that. I don't know what the situation was, but I'm telling you, I witnessed it, and it was like, oh my gosh, that was so cool. And I've seen other stuff like that. Seen a lady in Colorado healed of MS. She jumped on the stage and was running, and it blew me away. It was amazing. So anyway,
okay, we do have a few prayer requests this morning. The community of Eric had two fatality accidents over the weekend. Elizabeth Flowers was a mom of two boys. She had a car accident. And then Carson Perry, 14-year-old son of Katie Perry, ATV accident.
Yep.
And then let's pray for Joe and Neva Pyatt. She had to take him to the ER Saturday evening for shortness of breath and chest pain. He was sent over onto OU, and they found fluid on his lungs. They have given him late six to eliminate the fluid and have done chest x-ray, blood work, CT scan. His oxygen levels are up. Chest pain is resolved. And then let's pray for the family of Johnny. Forgive me if I don't say this right. Netherton, his service is today at 3. And then pray for David Stiles in Dumas, Texas.
Lord, there's a lot of stuff going on, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, first of all, we've already prayed for this family and Eric, Father, that, actually, there's two accidents, yeah. Lord, we just lift up Elizabeth Flowers family, Father, and again, as they're going through this grief, this stuff is so suddenly, Lord, and it just catches us off guard. The Perry family, Father, we just again lift them all up to you, Father, and we just ask that your healing touch would they would feel your love, would feel your peace and comfort. And Lord, we just come against any attack of the enemy that would try to cause more pain Lord, we just come against any division in the family because of these accidents. I don't know what that means. But Lord, we just speak that the family will be unified, will be drawn closer to each other than they've ever been, and draw closer to you, Lord. We just lift them up for comfort in Jesus' name. Lord, we just lift up Joe Pyatt, Father, again. We just thank you, Father, for what he means to your kingdom. Lord, he's been a kingdom advancer. He's done a lot of things, him and Neva, to advance your kingdom. So, Lord, we just, again, come against any chest pain. We just declare and decree that his lungs are going to start functioning properly. The fluid's going to leave him instantly. Lord, we just thank you that, and we just declare and decree he's going to walk out of there in good health in Jesus' name, that his oxygen levels are going to be up and his chest pains are going to be none, zero, no chest pains in Jesus' name. He will give you the glory and the honor. I know Neva will too, Lord. That testimony will you'll use that testimony to heal others. We thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, we just lift up the family of Johnny Netherton. Father, his funeral service, his celebration of his life is today at 3. Lord, again, we just ask that you be with the family. Lord, as they lay him to rest, Father, we just know that you're going to be there. We just pray, Father, that his life will be represented in a way that will draw others to you. Lord, that whatever the service is going to include, Lord, that it's going to be a good thing because people are going to hear your gospel. They're going to hear about Jesus Christ and his love and his sacrifice. And people will be drawn to you, Lord, because of this service. And Lord, we don't know what is up with David Stiles, Lord. We just, again, you do. So, Lord, we just pray in agreement to whatever you have for this man to accomplish on this earth. We come against any attack of the enemy. Whatever that looks like, Lord, we just know that the enemy is out to kill, steal. But we turn that. We just say he's going to be prosperous. He's going to be in good health. He's going to understand his destiny and purpose in you. He is going to receive your blessings today, Lord. We just declare that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour Power. Our guest this morning is Les German, and his title is Your Voice.
Your Voice. Oh, my gosh.
I like having a voice.
I like what the Lord has done. And here's the deal. You got to understand the power in the spoken word. Matter. And I'm going to talk about physical bodies. Matter responds to energy. So what is energy? Sound waves, spoken word. They're using sound waves today in the military. They're using sound waves as a weapon. Okay? Remember the Somali pirates would attack cargo ships, would attack even cruise ships in the past, right? Well, they now have a sound weapon. I love this stuff. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a speaker, but it's kind of a lasered like speaker that will direct the frequencies to a very small area. So these pirates come up along these ships, right? Well, they'll crank up that sound machine, that sound weapon, and pointed at these pirates, and these pirates start puking. So,
wow.
If you're puking, the fight's out of you. Uh-huh. What is it? What's it called?
I like Google.
Oh.
I Googled sound weapons, acoustic weapons.
Yeah.
Function by emitting loud, painful, and even dangerous levels of noise.
Yep.
They use hundreds of modern transducers to create highly concentrated and amplified sound. This fairly new beam can focus on specific target areas.
Yep.
So acoustic weapons is what it pulled up in Google.
That's cool. Wow. Thank you for that. Yeah. That kind of helps clarify it. But
ultrasonic weapon. Oh.
It hurts their eardrums.
Yep.
It makes them puke, makes them nauseous.
Here's what maybe you were talking about. I'll show you a picture. It says some sonic weapons make a focused beam of sound or ultrasound.
Yep.
So sonic weapons and acoustic weapons. That's interesting.
So the enemy wants to use our words, our sound frequencies, to advance his kingdom from criticism. And mm-hmm. Listen to me, folks. There's a huge difference between criticism and correction. Criticism rips and tears at a person. You calling them names and cuffs them out and yelling and screaming, making them feel bad, and just putting scars on their soul is the way I look at it. But correction, we all need correction. Holy Spirit's he's a gentleman. He softly corrects us, okay? But the enemy wants to use those sound weapons for his advancement, right? Well, let's turn the tables on him. They're also using frequencies to heal. Mm. You know, I just one of them. The 528 hertz, they say now, repairs damaged chromosomes. And this is a medical, I forget which. I should have researched it, sorry. But I can't think of the university. But anyway, they're finding that these frequencies are healing. And I like that. Harvard years ago started to teach medical students that prayer was important. People, a group of people praying absolutely could make a difference. Clear across the nation, people, I'm telling you, your prayers are so effective in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. So, but know this. I look at it this way. My spoken word is a tool. Okay? Can be used to advance God's kingdom or Satan's kingdom. Mm-hmm. Which side of the fence are you operating on? And which kingdom are you advancing? But a tool that man doesn't possess, okay, is a tool he thinks he doesn't need. Mm. People are sometimes will listen, oh, I don't believe in all that stuff, Les. Okay, fine. Have a nice life. Mm-hmm. They don't get it. I don't know if the enemy is blinding them, but we got to understand that's what the scripture says. I just read it. Proverbs 18:21. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You're going to speak life and death to your situation, to your relationships, to your job, even to someone's health. It just is a fact, is all I'm saying. And I guess the Spirit of God, the spiritual realm is waiting. The Bible says waiting for their sons and daughters. I mean, God, folks, we have the ability to advance God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be easy? No. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Yes, 100% worth it. So just take this today that to know that your words are going to turn loose angels. I really believe this. Mm-hmm. If I curse someone out, if I judge, if I talk bad, if I gossip, if I speak negativity, I'm releasing demons to be with those people, right, to make their life even more miserable. But if I bless, encourage, if I lift them up to our Heavenly Father, angels, I believe, are released to go help those people. Yes. So be careful. Your words will advance one of two kingdoms. So in that, be blessed.
Absolutely. We appreciate you coming to share with us. That's a very timely word, especially, I know you didn't plan on talking on grief, but I think that there's a lot of people that need to hear about that as well.
It's hit home close by, and I just thought it was needed. Mm-hmm. to just continue to pray and lift those people up, because grief will, I tell you, you do it. And here's the thing. A week from now, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months from now, after the services and all that, things will never be normal again.
Nope.
Never in those families will never be normal again. That's why we got to continue to pray for them. Whenever you think about it, pray for them. That's the Holy Spirit, yes, prompting you to pray right then, not next week, but right now. If you have that thought about that family, the Flowers or Perry family, just lift them up. Lord, I pray blessings of peace, provision, protection, grace, mercy. Just hammer down.
Yes.
Because if they come to mind, that's the Holy Spirit reminding you to pray now, mm-hmm, not later. So keep lifting them up, because 6 months from now, that grief will slap them back. I've been there. Mm-hmm. So we thank you, Lord, for your healing, your ability to heal our emotions. And again, we just lift them up and thank you, Lord, for the comfort that you're sending their way, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, my daughter, she passed away horrifically. It was a shotgun accident. And they would not allow me to leave, to go to where she was laying, where she died. They wouldn't let me. They were like restraining me, keeping me from going.
Yep.
And so I never really had answers that a mother or a parent would have concerning a child's death. in that matter. I didn't know the extent. I just didn't know. And so I was, I poured my heart out. And as a parent, I wanted to know. I wanted to see.
Sure.
I want to see.
Part of your closure.
Did y'all take pictures? I want to see. Give me something, man.
I know.
You know?
It's tough.
And it wasn't given. And the Lord is so sweet. I met a lady who is next door. She owns the building of my friend's shop. And she's a hairdresser. We got to talking in the break room one day. Come to find out, she's the one who prepared my baby.
Oh, wow.
For me to see her one last time.
Wow. Wow.
Mm. And so, God gave me the opportunity to sit with the woman who made my daughter presentable to me.
Sure.
For the last viewing.
Wow.
And I was able to sit with this woman and ask her questions about my baby's injuries.
Uh-huh.
Where were they? What were they like? What all did you have to do to get her presentable for us to view her?
Mm-hmm.
And to get those answers. And to be cloaked with comfort and peace so that I can put a bow on that grief,
mm-hmm.
that deep, dark, unhealthy grief,
mm-hmm.
and move on into healing. God really blessed me with that. Closure.
He knew you needed it.
You know, because I was borderline insane, if not insane. I mean, 1 minute your baby is there, and within an hour she's gone. And to have no real answers other than it was a shotgun.
Yep.
People survive shots. You know?
Sure.
But for God to hear my heart's cry.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I was ready to handle the truth of the injuries, the injury that she sustained that caused her life to end, to have that and be okay. Okay. So I know there's no way that my baby could have survived that shot.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. That takes some of the darkness,
mm-hmm.
the unknown, out.
It unseats Satan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And that was a year ago. And then not too long ago, I was feeling like I just keep hitting a brick wall, man. I get so far and boom, a brick wall. And I asked the Lord to show me. And he showed me there was like this big block, a big cement block. And I seen this block and it said blessed. Doubting, blessed, and then I had it, and the Lord showed me that I have a deep-rooted seed of doubt
the enemy had convinced me that because I have seen Jesus, I was not blessed. The word, blessed are those who believe that have not seen. He used the word of God to convince me that I was not blessed. And to begin to get me to believe that I am actually cursed. Mm.
The opposite.
And then I brought it to the Lord, and I'm like, Lord, what is this? You know, you showed me this, and then he just, it was like a flower opened up with the sweetest aroma, the sweetest fragrance. And then he, John 20:29 is the one, blessed are those who believe that have not seen. Mm-hmm. That's the scripture he used against me.
Isn't that something?
And then I brought it to the Lord to show me, you know, I'm asking him, what is, I don't understand. And then he took me to John 14:6-9. And I crumbled, man. And then he said, now we're taking that block. And I said, Lord, what's hindering me? I feel a block that's hindering me. He said, we're going to take that block that's been hindering you, and we're going to use it for stepping stones now.
There you go. Wow.
And he took me to John 14. We'll just get right to it. John 14:9. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time. This broke it, man. This next part crumbled that block. Mm-hmm. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me?
That's good. Yep.
It took, the enemy used scripture against me, got me convinced, twisted it.
Sure.
Got me to believe that it said that it was something it was not.
That's what he does.
Okay.
He's good at it.
But God showed me the scripture that put that one back in line.
Yep.
Set it straight.
And the thing that God honored you with that because you were seeking his face. You were crying out to the Lord. This is the problem. A lot of people don't cry out to the Lord. Mm-hmm. They're stuck. They're believing for, I don't know, I'm not going to say forever, but they're believing for a long time that what Satan has planted. We got to be aware that we cannot entertain those lies. Mm-hmm. And we got to stop and say, Lord, what do you say about me? Or what do you say about the situation? Just stop. Just don't even, just open yourself up to what the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you. We've just got to stop that hamster wheel going, and reliving. The Satan wants to replay video clips, replay, and wants to remind us of our past. Well, let's remind him of his future. How smart is he getting kicked out of heaven? Where are you going to spend eternity, Satan? I'm going to be in heaven. Where are you going to be? Hello. So we've got to remind him of his future, and again, put him under our feet. Kick him out. Get behind me, Satan. We have that power. Mm-hmm. So we got it. But what I'm glad to hear this, because you sought the Lord on the truth, and he gave it to you, which totally made Satan angry. That's what I want to do. I want to live my life to make Satan angry.
Yes.
I want to
throat punch.
Yeah. But that, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That my home is in heaven. And I want to advance God's kingdom. I want other people in heaven with me that I love. And Good stuff.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and our brother in Christ, Les German, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.